Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello and welcome everybody to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and with a little bit of luck, some wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once again into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, psychics, channelers, mediums, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, spiritual empaths, shamans. It just goes on forever, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, don't kick your shoes off because Jen's in the house tonight. Share your lights with us and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb tonight, who's sitting in for Jeannie, whose computer is very sick and most probably terminal, and Jen Young. We welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We are going to be doing readings shortly, so if you'd like to call in for one, the number's 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long. It does fill up fast. Deb is in the chat room. She's Barbara DeLong, co-host, and she will answer any questions you have. I don't answer IMs, so don't aim them at me because they'll just sit there. I really don't watch the chat room that carefully. That's That's Deb's domain. So if you have any questions, aim them at her. Ken Quiet Hawk, that amazing voice, can be found at nativestorytellers.com. And I do recommend highly that you visit his website and you learn more about him and his partner, Deborah. They are professional storytellers. They are native. And the magic that they have is just so profound, it's unbelievable. The gift they bring to the table whenever they are in the presence of any group of people is amazing. They are preserving an ancient, amazing technique and gift that has been handed down for generations. And the ability to tell stories is just profound. And they are magical at it. They are gifted and talented. And they are masters at their craft. And it is a craft that you're not going to find around a lot. You're going to have to really seek it out and search it out. So when you have the ability and when you have the opportunity to touch into people such as they, I highly recommend you do it. It's a gift you give to yourself, and I would definitely, definitely, absolutely avail yourself of their talents, their gifts, and their insights. Can you tell I'm a fan? My website is barbaradulong.com. It has tons and tons of information and all sorts of cool stuff on it. And it's a place where you can find answers sometimes to questions you didn't know you had. So it's taken us a long time to put it together. So if you have time, check it out. It's really kind of fun. And I understand Jen is absolutely getting her site going so that very shortly soon, I can't tease her about the fact that she doesn't have a website, but teasing seems to have done wonders because she actually has created one, which is really kind of cool. I think that without further ado, I'm really hoping this is Jen. Jen, is that you?
I hope it's me. Is that you?
Well, I'm wondering if it's me. I'm sitting here freezing. It's cold here. I don't want to hear those people like you from the north saying, oh, you don't know what cold is. The wind chill was 26 below zero.
Oh, my God, Barbara. I don't even want to talk about the cold. I was sitting on my deck today, and I was suntanning. And you know where I know, and I thought, I don't do this in February normally. I don't care if I've got a blanket around me. I am in heaven doing this. I am absolutely in heaven. And, you know, I had my leggings pulled up to my knees, and I was just like, I love this sun. It must have been about 12 degrees. And I thought, I don't care. I do not care. I absolutely am relishing this moment in the sun. And then I look on, I know, and then I look, and there's, you know, the East Coast has been just hit so hard. Yeah. And it's not only the East Coast, it's, you know, the Mideast and whatever, and it's like, holy smokes, are we going to get it? I don't know. We've had mild Februarys before, and then we've had snow as late as, you know, I can remember one April the 12th. I don't know why I remember that day. But had snow in April, and I think, oh, I hope we don't get it this year. I hope we just have the rain like we usually get, you know. I don't want the snow anymore.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, in February, there have been six major storms that have hit us, and it's only the 18th. And we're talking major storms. There have been... my sister lives in Boston. They've had 9 feet of snow so far this
Good
winter,
God.
This February, just this February. It's unbelievable. And I had to have somebody come and shovel 6 feet of snow off my deck so that now there's only actually about 3 feet of snow on it. But it's not melting. I have icicles that are 3 and 4 feet long hanging off my gutters, and it's like, Now, I've lived in Minnesota, so I know what winter is like. And this is not a New England winter. This is not a New England winter by any way, shape, or form. So, you know, global warming, climate change, I don't care. It sucks. So, as one person who has developed a website to another, for those who don't have websites, it's not as easy as just slamming something on a page and sticking it out there. So
no, it's not.
How have you done with it? It's you know, it looks they look so beautiful when they're up there, and you think, oh, this is easy. Any idiot can do it. And idiots probably can, but people like Jen and I need to have help to do it.
And, you know, I'd started, and then I thought, I used to be a techie. I used to, you know, in my past life, you know, I used to do all this stuff, and, you know, it's supposed to be quite easy. And I'd get stuck, and I'd think, come on, like, it's not supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be difficult. And I try and do this and that, and I just say, okay, walk away from it for a minute. Just walk away. And then I just walked away. I thought, this is just crazy, not doing this. And so then I had a couple of people step in and say, let me do this for you. And I could have literally kissed their feet. And I really don't like feet at all. And
I know.
And that reminds me, I have to write a name down. And hang on. And so it's been a bit of a go trying to get this up and running. And it's supposed to be launching tomorrow, and I'm kind of excited about it. So I've got to take a last look at it and make sure that all the tweaking is done. And Deb from Calgary has so graciously helped me. You have so graciously helped me. Very excited, and we'll see how it goes. You know.
Yeah, I know. When I decided that I was going to enter into the 20th century, wasn't even the 21st century yet, I had a friend who did this as a business, and I asked her, you know, I think I need a website. I'm at a point where I think I need to have greater exposure. So you do this as a business, and you're, you know, struggling. So can you give me a deal? Because she had really high-tech people working with her. And she said, you know, absolutely. And I signed the contract. I found the contract, and I kind of had to laugh at the whole thing now, like 15 years later. But anyhow, I waited an entire year, and I didn't want to rush her. I didn't feel that, you know, I shouldn't be pushy. And I finally said, after a year's time, I said, you know, how long does it take to do a website? And she said, well, you didn't give us any material. And I said, what do you mean? I just wanted a website. Hi, I'm Barbara DeLong. This is me, and this is, you know, here. Click here for a reading. And she said, no, you have to write the material. And I said, no. And she said, you need at least give us a good bio. And I absolutely looked at her and said, I cannot write my own bio. And
I
gave her three or four that I had sort of semi-stolen parts of from other people. And I said, this is what I'm passing out. You know me well. You've known me for 25 years. You can write my bio. And so she got back to me a couple days later. And technically, it was professionally done. However, I wouldn't have bought a used car from me. You know, it was cold. And there was nothing wrong with it. It was a combination of all three, and it was very nicely blended together. It wasn't me. And I, you know, she said, what do you think? And I said, you've done a beautiful job. We can't use this. We just can't. And then I sat down and tried my hand at it, and I got what is now up on my website. But, yeah, writing your own bio is a very difficult thing because – how do you know? You don't want to toot your own horn. You don't even know if you deserve to have your horn tooted. So it just, you know, it became a very painful thing. And I my mother heard me cursing a lot, and I actually ever even, I took a couple breaks and went out and had a drink with her, because it was like, I can't do this, because I can technically put it down, but I'm not appealing to, people aren't looking for technically correct. They're looking for something that has spirit, soul, and energy in it. And it took me a long time to break through that barrier. It really did. And, you know, I can understand you're struggling with it too, because it's really hard to write about a piece of yourself that in many ways you're keeping hidden away from everybody, because you don't really want to brag, talk, whatever you want to call it, about it. So, but you were easy to write about, because, you know, I knew you, and, you know, I've experienced your readings, and so it was easy to help you out.
Oh, thank you. It's funny, because I can write about me when I'm younger. I can write about different aspects, telling people what I do, this is what I do, is quite easy. Putting it in writing, that part of me, like you say, is really difficult. I've read you some of my poetry.
Poetry is beautiful.
That to me is quite easy. But like you say, writing that part of me, that's part of my soul, you know? And I think because I was ridiculed so much as a child, ridiculed and judged and being told so many times that what I was doing was not truthful, that I was an eavesdropper, I was doing this or that or the other thing. You just turn away, and I know you understand that, and a lot of people listening understand that.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get over that hurdle? Now I do. I just step out and say it, and it is what it is. I'm trying to teach my kids that. Because she's a girl, she's a woman, and saying, you know, I'm now this age, you're your age. Don't wait till you're my age to get over this big, you know, what will people think? Who really cares? Because when you get to my age, you're not going to care. So why should you care when you're 25?
Well,
it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, but at 25, you think differently than you do at 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. And you know, really, when you're reading, when you're spiritually counseling people, you're in a very intimate place, and it's hard to put that into words without sounding hokey or without tooting your horn. And that's why, you know, and you asked for testimonials, and I have yet to write you one of those. But it's tough, because really the best advertising you have is word of mouth. The best way that people learn of your talents and your skills is by how you interact and touch into the spirits of the people that you work with. So, you know, it's a tough one. It's hard. And the more I struggled with it, the more I realized, you know, this is really kind of interesting. This is something that you can't, a website especially for a psychic or a spiritual counselor or a spiritual life coach or whatever you want to call whoever. It's fascinating because, you know, it's impossible to explain to people what happens when energies are blended and information is drawn forth and given to another person. It's almost something you have to experience. But having a website does give you greater credibility. The next thing I will push for you to join is Bob Evans' network. Best Psychic Network. Once you get
Barbara,
the website,
I love you.
It's free, Jen. It's free.
I don't care about things like that. There's always, okay, I've got you this far. Come on, baby steps, Jen. I know you can do it. And
yes.
It's like, you know, it's funny because you do it in such a nice way. I ran into a kid. You know, we all know me and my walking abilities and stumbling abilities.
Yes.
and whatever else. I'd gone out yesterday to the physio grocery store, and this young fellow is there, Chris. He's just a really great young man, and he works in the grocery store part-time, and he works in the casino part-time as a dealer. And I always look at him and go, yeah, effing dealer, you know, and we laugh. And he said something, and he looked at me, and he goes, you really hate to be told what to do, don't you? And I said, yeah, I really do. And this is coming from a kid who's 20, 21, I guess he has to be 21. And I said, I really do. I really hate to be told what to do. If someone asks me nicely, you can say, do the dishes, or you can say, will you please do the dishes? It's all in how it's phrased.
Mm-hmm.
You just nudge me along. You just go, come on, I'm going to tease you into it. I laughed at that today. I actually laughed at that today. I thought about everything people have been saying and doing and how we get things done. And I thought, yeah, I really hate to be told what to do. It really grinds me, you know? But there's different ways of getting things done. And
oh, yeah.
Here we go. You know, I got my blog spot done, and then, you know, getting that, like you say, the website is such a journey trying to get that done. But it's done. And now there's the next one. Come on. Come on. We can do it, you know?
Well, you know, I've been around a very, very, very long time in this field. I have a website up, and I'm on the Best Psychic Network, and those are the only two places that I am. So, you know, after I get you on Bob Evans, which is free, it's free, Jen, it's free.
You know that, don't you?
And I think then probably we'll work on the book. So, but just so you know, I never really encourage people in areas that I am not participating in myself. You know, I have a book in the works as well. So until I get my book actually launched and published, you're safe, because I can't push you to do something I haven't just done myself. I mean, even though I have one book published already. However, that's after the Best Psychic Network, so that's going to take us a while. But we'll get there. Don't worry, Jen, we'll get there.
I'm listening. I'm nodding along.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody, it's baby steps, and sooner or later, you know, you'll sit back and you'll say, God, Barb isn't pushing me. I must be doing everything right now. So,
well, we know I do better with baby steps, Barb.
Well, yeah, otherwise you fall and break something, so, you know.
Well, it's funny because yesterday the psychophysio, says to me, we know that you've got really good bone density because the number of times you've fallen, you've only broken something once. And I did start laughing. And I thought, well, that's true, actually. So, there is something...
There is, and I keep trying to tell myself that too. It's kind of like, you know, you're writing a book. Now you've got the research done, Barbara, so that's a good thing. So now a little bit at a time. Don't try to, you know, do the whole thing in one night, which is the way I usually plow into things so heavily that you know, I don't come up for breath and I forget to eat and I forget to take baths. And the only thing I don't forget is emptying the kitty litter and feeding the cats, because they can be very obnoxious when those two things are ignored. But it's, you know, this field is an amazing field, and it holds out so much to those who are sincerely not looking for profit and gain, but looking for enlightenment and insight and you know, wisdom and knowledge. And for people that are, you know, in that part of the venue, and yes, you can do readings and get paid for readings too. It's not that you can't do that, but your intent, the reason behind doing what you do, cannot be for financial gain. And if it is, then everything falls apart and you end up sitting there, you know, and cobwebs grow over your cards and your pendulums, and, you know, you take long naps and nothing happens. But if your intent is really honing your skill and learning more about, you know, spiritual insight and understanding and the philosophies that are out there, and stretching yourself beyond this particular dimension and opening yourself up to the possibilities and potentialities that are out there, and, you know, if that's your intent, then the universe truly and absolutely takes care of you. Do you get rich? No, but it takes care of you. I tell people who are genuinely on this kind of a journey, you probably won't be rich, but you'll be taken care of. The universe, when your intent is genuine, the universe makes sure that things come in just as you need them. And I can't tell you the number of times that I have had a workshop or something that I wanted to do and just haven't had the money to do it, and suddenly there are, you know, readings that come bring in that exact amount of money or something like that. It is our intent. The intent cannot, and I can't tell you how many people that I've met that have said, I'm a psychic and I'm going to quit my full-time job and I'm going to be a full-time psychic. And I cringe, because unless you're a Lizzie Starr or a Jean Dixon or an Edgar Casey, chances are you're going to starve. And it's not for me to judge. It's not for anybody to judge, but you, when you see somebody that is struggling and things aren't working and things aren't happening right, they have to know that there's something wrong with the intent of their pathway. And they may be on the right pathway with the wrong intent. And, you know, as soon as you shift your intent and you understand that you can't be looking for the profit, you have to be looking for the enlightenment. And it doesn't matter what you say. It's what your internal intent is that nobody sees or knows except the spirit realm. So I'm often fascinated, and it works. It doesn't support me. I don't live on it. This is what I do for fun, and I've never worked so hard in my life. But it's And it's really it's work, in that it takes time and it takes, you know, scheduling and it takes all sorts of stuff. But I'm thoroughly loving what I do, and I'm very, very happy, and I'm very, very content with all of this. And I do believe that you are too, and you're discovering amazing stuff about yourself that you had suspicion was there but didn't actually know.
I believe you're absolutely right. In fact, I know you are. It's funny because I don't want to use the word dabble, but I can't even think of a better word at the moment. You know, I've dabbled in it most of my life. And we visit it, and then we walk away from it, and then we're put back right into it. And, mm-hmm. you know, something else happens, and we go away from it, and then we're plunked right slap dab in the middle of it. And we either accept and carry on with it or not, and mm-hmm. I keep being put right back into it, and there's no walking away, absolutely no walking away. I can do whatever else I like, but each and every time I'm brought right back here. Mm-hmm. to this spiritual place in my life. And I love it.
It's a calling, you know, and you know, the universe will call just as loud as it needs to get your attention. Sometimes it has to actually break bones to get your attention. but we won't go into that. But I mean, you know, I should talk. I kept telling people kept saying to me, oh, you should do this full time. And I was a teacher and I taught for 25 years. And they kept saying to me, you have to do this full time. This is ridiculous. And I kept saying, you don't understand what you're asking me to give up. There's security and there's a hell of a pension here. So when I retire, I'll certainly do it full time, but I'm not about to quit now. I got 20 more years of teaching to do. I said that one time too many. And so the universe, in its infinite wisdom, arranged a car accident. I was forced into early retirement. And even at that point, I didn't feel that it was appropriate to live on this work. And my mother was very worried because bills had mounted. I've told this story before, but it's worth telling again. And there was horrendous debt there. And my mother said, look, you know, you're living with me. I can feed you. I can put a roof over your head, but I can't pay your bills. And I said, no, that's mine to pay. And so she said, well, why aren't you doing readings? And I said, because I don't feel that it's right to live on it. And for me, and this is only for me, please, everybody understand, this is how I felt about me. And everyone has their own set of whatever internal guideposts and things. And she said, well, what are you going to do? Because they stopped my paycheck. They stopped everything. It was a horrible thing. There was a lawsuit and everything. And so somebody said to me, well, you should apply for a disability. And I said, I have a job. And they said, yes, but you can't do your job, so apply for a disability. And they finally pushed me gently, baby steps, and I went in, and you know, I jokingly went in because I didn't think I would get it, and they told me it would be a year before I'd know. But I filled out the papers. I gave them the information. And damned if a week later I wasn't approved and I got a check that was retroactive to the to the time of the accident, it was for $5,000, and it covered a tremendous amount of the bills that were sitting on the dining room table. And my mother, you know, heaved a sigh of relief and said, well, now you can go back to work on doing readings. And I said, no, I can't. This check coming in doesn't meet what my paycheck was. I can't live on this. And so the bills mounted again, and several months later, somebody called me from the school system and said, didn't you sign up for disability insurance with the school system? And I said, I did, but I only made one payment, so I didn't think I was eligible. And they said, no, you are. And I put the papers in, and a week, 10 days later, I got a check for retroactive to the car accident for another $5,000, which helped tremendously. And my mother said, whew, now won't you please, you know, go back to, you know, whatever. And I said, I can't. It doesn't support me and John, my son. I said, it doesn't support us. And if I settle for this and I do readings, then I'm relying on a spiritual gift to provide physical comfort, and that's not what it's for. And that's when my mother got all of her gray and semi-white hairs. And so another 4 months went by, and the school system forced me into early retirement. And I was only in my 40s, and they forced me into retirement. And when they did that and I signed all the papers and everything, I got a check that was retroactive to the time of the accident. And it was another $5,000. It helped to clear a lot of stuff up. But then when the first time I got the three checks in, I looked at my mother and I said, this is so weird. the three checks added together, you know, the regular checks, not the retroactive ones, but the three mm-hmm. regular checks that would come in were to the dollar exactly what my last paycheck had been.
Wow.
And I looked at my mom and I said, now I will go back to work. And never looked back. But it's kind of like the universe gave me what I needed. It didn't make me rich, but it gave me what I needed to live and support my son. And it was sort of like I kept saying, I need to have proof that this is the way you want me to go, because I don't want my ego to make this choice. I refuse to let my ego make this choice. It's too important. And it was the most amazing experience of my life. So that's how I got here. And every now and then I sit back and I say, all right, universe, you know, you better give me another indication, because I'm beginning to wonder, you know, have I wandered off the path too far? And usually I just hear laughter, and it's kind of like, you know, don't be a jerk. You know, I may be sitting on a stool, you know, picking daisies, but I'm on the path. I'm just not moving sometimes.
Isn't that the truth, though? You're on the path,
yeah.
But you're not moving. You're supposed to. You're right where you're supposed to be, even though it's so difficult, to be there at the moment, at this moment
mm-hmm.
in time.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not always easy, and this work, while it's fabulous and it's wonderful and it's full of joy and it's full of all sorts of really cool stuff, it also is work. You know, those of us who read are constantly growing and stretching, and if we're not, then we're giving you dead information that we haven't built upon. So it's a constant growing for us as well. So it's a cool experience. I mean, I wouldn't trade it in, not for nothing. But we have to get to work here.
Okay.
Enough of personal stuff. We have a first-time caller. Hi, Leslie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Doing actually exceedingly well, except that I can't feel my toes because they're so cold. Aside from that, fabulous. So,
well, it's a beautiful day in Calgary, I'll tell you that.
Oh, God, you're in Canada, huh?
Yeah.
Calgary? Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me, how cold is it?
It was plus 10 today.
Oh, my God, you were warmer than I was. Damn.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
Been nice.
Well, usually I try to kind of change things up every time we do a show, just so that nobody gets bored. So if you have a question, we would love to take your question, but we're not going to do just a general reading. So if you have an area you would like us to focus in on, we'd love to do that for you.
Okay. How about family relationships?
Okay, you mean husband or mother and father, that type of thing?
More children.
I was going to say cousins.
Well, you can drag them in too.
You know, I'm seeing the need for communication, but it feels almost as though... has there been a tremendous amount of kind of stress of some sort here?
Yes, I would say so.
Because I'm seeing people closing down communication, and this is the wrong time to close down communications. I strongly urge you to remember what laughter and joy can do. It feels to me as though things have been serious of late. And while things... While situations can be serious, there's always room for laughter, and I would say to you that there's been, I keep seeing rubber bands being stretched almost beyond their ability to stretch, and It feels like laughter has not been present here as much as it could have been. So I would do my very best to bring laughter back into the equation and sort of help people to sort of take a deep breath and breathe. Jen, what are you getting?
I'm just writing a few things down. Maples and flakes. What I got right away with you, Leslie, is blue cheese dressing, the smell of blue cheese dressing. Salad
make
dressing.
Me throw up.
I know. It's kind of, you understand that smell, right? To me, I don't like it. I really do not like it. To me, it's moldy and it's stagnant. And to me, that if you're asking about family relations and relationships, that's what's happening. There's a relationship with you, and it's moldy and it's stagnant, and it's a rocky. I get the Rockies. It's a rocky relationship. I want you, and I'm told to tell you to consider the timing with what is happening at the moment. Pardon the puns. I don't know what that means or who is saying that to you. It's an older woman from, I'm going to say, your mother's side, your mother's father. She had, whoever did, they had a stroke. Okay?
So maybe my mother?
It's a mother figure.
Okay,
but they had a stroke, definite stroke. And they're bringing in the maypoles, like the May, you know what a maypole is?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
The month of May is important. I don't believe this is for you. Is there an Alice connected with you?
No. I don't
think it's for you. Okay, so I'm just going to leave that because there's an Alice for someone. But I had to ask. I wanted to make sure it wasn't. The woman with the stroke, she's showing me, she has very, she was a disciplinarian. She spoke quite, she had great diction. She spoke clearly and precisely. Yeah, she had a stroke because her teeth are hurting. But she comes in through May. So the month of May or the number 5. I'm going to give you both.
Okay, that's my parents' anniversary.
May 5th?
Yeah.
Or the 5th?
Oh, no, it's my dad's birthday, the 5th, May 5th.
Okay, thank you very much for that. There's tears with that you remember that, okay? Good tears. Good tears. Emotion. There's, a ton of love coming through with this woman. Just really strong, strong love. It radiates and shines. And I want you to know that.
Okay.
I am filled with that.
You know, that's my mom.
Yeah,
it recently passed.
Oh, did she? I'm just I'm crying here because I usually don't get that emotional, but wow.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, and it was a stroke.
Oh, I'm glad she's allowing me to do this. Thank you.
That's good. That's powerful.
Yeah. She's powerful. I'm just the conduit. I don't know what else I can tell you.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I I want to throw in a couple of other things that are actually here. I threw some cards out for you. It feels like there's a struggle that's going on, and that you're going to experience a tremendous amount of freedom as you come into the September time frame.
Okay.
It's just trying to find a place for everything and put everything in its place, and apparently not everything has been assigned a place to this point in time.
So I get that, and
it feels to me as though as we come especially into March that you have sent energy out requesting a number of things of the universe. The universe does hear you. It hears you louder if you put things in writing. So it would be a really good idea to sort of put things down in writing as far as what you would like to see coming into your life. Universe works.
Great idea. I'll do that.
It doesn't always manifest in the time frame that we would like, but it does manifest. The universe will continue to work on it for you. And it feels here to me as though you are radiating a new energy. There is something opened up inside of you with your mother's passing that will help you to impart and impact upon your reality a greater sense of warmth, beauty, and love and benevolence above and beyond what you've had in the past. So it's going to be, it changed you and impacted you tremendously in a very beautiful way. A sadness to lose your mother, absolutely. But in many ways, it opened you up to a new aspect of yourself that you didn't even know was there. So it's going to be an exciting time for you.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and thank you for being so patient and waiting for us to ramble.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye for now.
Whew. Strong stuff.
Yeah, really. Wow. My son was just in Calgary.
Wow. How did it get its name? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't know that.
I wouldn't know that either. That's why I asked.
I don't know. That's another province over. I don't know.
It's such a great name. I bet Chris would know.
But she might.
She's sitting there. Not saying anything, so probably she knows, and she's just sitting there cackling because she knows and we don't. But we'll ask her later. I'm going to be talking to her in a bit. Okay, we've got Susan here, I think. Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Okay, so tonight it's Ask a Question night. We're not doing general readings. We need a specific question from you.
Okay. This is the question. All right. I'm just looking for some type of guidance. I have a health issue, and I'm just not really sure which direction to go. I don't know.
Little more information than just a health issue.
Okay. I have stage 4 breast cancer.
Okay.
Not really. I just don't know really what to do anymore in my life. If I should just.
Well.
I don't know.
I mean, I heard you say stage 4 breast cancer, and my husband had stage 4 lung cancer.
Hello. What was that?
Hello? Jen, you
I'm
there?
Here. I'm here.
Okay. There are lots of options and modalities out there, and you must be overwhelmed by everybody telling you what to do and what you should do and how you should deal with the entire situation. This is your choice and this is your decision. And I know you're tired, and I know it's probably frightening, and yet I'm looking at stuff here, and I'm feeling that there's a tremendous vibrancy to your energy field. And I can't promise you, I don't have a wand. I can't, if I could wave a wand, I'd wave a wand. But but there are lots of wonderful holistic homeopathic approaches you can take. You are not restricted to just what medical science has to offer. Have you investigated any of the options that are out there?
I mean, you know, I'm limited on finances and so forth. So, you know, just I've tried supplements and raw foods and, you know, different types of diets.
Diet's a really good way to go. That's a wonderful first way to go. Cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. So if you, it feeds on sugar, in other words. So if you can make your body alkaline, the more alkaline you make it, the more difficult it is for the cancer to do anything. So you can change the pH of your body just with your diet. And have you heard about that? Have you read about anything about that at all?
Yes, I have. I've done so much research, and like you said, there's so much information on both sides. So, you know, you talk to, you know, your doctors, or, you know, I talked to a social worker, and she's very, I didn't realize her family is all doctors. So anytime I would mention, she's a breast cancer social worker. So, you know, I'd mention about any of the things that I read. Oh, no, that's not true. And, you know, so I kind of got away from the more holistic. I'm not doing that as much. So, I don't know, it sounds silly. I guess I wasn't even looking for, okay, how do I cure my cancer at this point? I guess I'm just, you know, what do I do? How do I live for now, you know, in the time that I have, regardless? I mean, none of us are promised tomorrow anyway, so.
That's true. Well, from what I'm seeing in the cards that I have out here, and, you know, certainly these choices are all yours to make, but you've done tremendous work and research on the holistic stuff, and a lot of it does not cost a great deal of money. And a great deal of the healing process, whether or not you go even, has to do with your attitude and your philosophy and the way you perceive yourself and your life. Are there any spiritual centers around you? Are there any spiritual people that you can talk to? Because I'm not seeing anything eminent here. You know, everybody's going to cross at some point in time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just part of, you know, that's why we come into our lifetime and we leave our lifetime at some point in time. But it's not really for man to tell you when it's time to go. It's for a spiritual energy to tell you when it's time to go. And I feel you tired and I feel you confused, but at the same time, there's a tremendous amount of spiritual healing energy around you. So I really feel that if you could just take some time and find a spiritual counselor, and there has to be a spiritual counselor there someplace, whether it is with, I would not say go to an organized religion. I would say go to, you know, a unity church or something like that for advice and for counsel. But I feel strongly that you still have a tremendous amount to do and to give.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't feel defeated, because you aren't defeated until you give up.
Whereabouts are you calling from, Susan?
I'm sorry?
Whereabouts are you calling from, please?
Oh, New Jersey. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, New Jersey. That's fine. I just wanted to sort of tune in to where you are. My cousin had breast cancer. I've known quite a few women with breast cancer. Your energy is incredible. I think that most people, when they're either chronically ill, acutely ill, facing something, you know, it's overwhelming, to put it lightly. You know, there's no other way of saying anything, right? What I see around you is a white fog. It's like a clear white mist is around you and surrounding you right now is what you're walking in. You can either walk in that mist or you can change that up and put, you know, a huge bubble or a dome of silence or colors all around you and continue on and believe, totally believe in miracles, totally believe that there is something greater out there. And know that energies can shift. You know, there's different ways of helping ourselves. One of them is saying that our job here on this earth, on this planet at this time is not done yet. And asking for more time. And I know that has worked with different people. Absolutely know it. Others can scoff at it. I absolutely know that has worked. You have this incredible energy source and spirit, and I want you to know that. Up here in Canada, it's so different than what you folks have down in the States, because our medical is all covered, especially for something like cancer or other diseases. But at the same time, there's so many people up here that travel to the States to get different regimes done because they feel that what you have in the States is way better than what we have up here. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. What my cousin did, what my good friend did, other women have done, is they did a lot of meditating. They did a lot of, as Barbara said, spiritual advisors or just confidants. Found someone that worked with the spirit and worked that way to find peace, meditations, and because that helps more than anything else. Don't look at it as stage 4 cancer. Look at it as this is just a sabbatical for you at this time. Okay? This is just a sabbatical for you. You're going to take this time out at this time and deal with this, but this is just, you know, a sabbatical. And you're gonna change all that white fog that you're in, you know, because you can't see through it. Let's change it to purples and greens and turquoises and walk through those colors and let them heal you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so. I hear that a lot, you know, meditate. It sounds so simple, but
it's not simple, though. You know, it's not. It sounds simple, but yet it's not. And that's why I think Barbara is so right when she says, find someone to work with. Find, whether you Skype with them, whether you, you know, go down the street, someone that you can walk with, talk with, a couple of different people that, you know, you guys are probably got the huge snowstorm there too. Gosh. But even if you have to, you know, sit with a blanket and just Skype or sit on the phone and talk, but get into that part of yourself where you can sort of like sit in an easy chair and just talk. Be relaxed, be easy. You know, that's what it's about, be relaxed and being easy.
Yeah, you're in an area where there are a lot of spiritual churches and spiritual centers, and you don't, they don't, you know, go to places that are not going to charge you. There are genuine, wonderful healers out there that help people, and it's not a matter of, you know, it's not a matter of the more money you pay, the healthier you get either. It has to do 90% with your perception and your attitude and how you feel about the whole situation. My husband's had stage 4 cancer, and he did pass away from it. It was in his lungs. But up to the day before he passed, he lived a very full, rich life. He did not give in to it, and he treated it as holistically and homeopathically as he could. And he had a richness about him that was profound. We're all different. There was a wonderful ad on TV, and I forget. I think it was for the cancer something centers of whatever. But the one part about the ad that I loved is that somebody told this woman, there's no expiration date on a human being.
Mm.
And there's not. And I know people that have survived stage 4, you know, breast cancer. So it's totally in your power. And I can't tell what's going to happen, but you have a beautiful energy, and it feels to me that you can certainly work with it to get a great deal of really wonderful information, insight, and supportive energy from inside of yourself, because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certainly people that can help you to find it. You know, we're not doctors. We can't tell you one way or another what's going to happen. But energetically, I can tell you that you have the power in you to make some amazing changes in your life that could easily, in some ways, affect what you're going through now. How many years ago was it now? 40, 45 years ago, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, severe ulcerative colitis. And they literally told me I was going to die of it. And I said to them, I don't have time to die right now. I have much too much to do. And needless to say, I did not die. So, you know, it's miracles happen. Jen's absolutely right. I'm not saying that, you know, I am absolutely not holding out a promise to you that a miracle is going to happen, but I can promise you that the way that you feel and approach and perceive what you go through determines the outcome. So please don't give up on any of it. Keep researching, keep stretching to find people that can be supportive to you. I know there are support groups, and I know they don't cost any money.
Yeah, have you ever tried drumming?
I haven't actually.
That just came to me, like drumming. You know what I mean?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Not like the big drums, like a marching drum, although if you want to do that, please feel free to go do that. Like, God, go do that in a band. You know, go down the street drumming. Yeah, that sounds like great fun. And maybe you'll be doing that. Please let me know when you are. But no, what I see is like the native drums.
Sure.
And I see the prints on the drum. And I see you doing healing that way also. Just bang, right in the front, it comes in so quickly for you.
Okay.
Okay. seize every moment. Like, don't overthink things. Just do it. And really.
As strange as this is going to sound to you, this can be an amazing, enlightening process for you. So don't let it get to you. You know, take responsibility and make some changes and see how they affect you, okay?
Exactly, yeah. It doesn't sound strange because, you know, up until this point, I felt like, you know, my life really wasn't much of anything. And then I did kind of turn it around. You know, I was trying to help people and I was doing well. And then the different medications they gave me just, you know, caused side effects and hormonal stuff. And, you know, so I got depressed and insomnia and now I'm on antidepressants or whatever. So, but I'm trying to come back, you know, and I'm telling myself there's some purpose. I don't have to, you know, die while I'm living. I want to live while I'm living. So
yes,
I feel like there's some type of service that I need to be doing, whatever it is that I'm just feeling like I'm being selfish right now and I need to get it out of me.
Every now and then you have to have a pity party, you know, and that's fine. But
I've been
doing
that,
don't be greedy, you know, keep it to once a month or whatever. But do feel free to call back in, check in with us. We'll pep talk you to a certain degree, but the rest of it is up to you.
Okay.
What's the orange color around you?
Orange color. I don't know why I thought of my cat that I used to. I used to have a little orange kitty, but she's not around anymore.
I see orange around you. Big flash of orange. Okay, just wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
Susan.
You.
Keep
thank
in touch
you, Susan.
And let us know.
Okay. Thank
bye-bye.
You so much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. All righty. We've got Christy. Hi, Christy. How's it going tonight?
Doing okay. How are y'all?
We're
doing
good,
well.
Thanks, Christy.
Where
How's
do you
the
hail
snow?
From?
Well, I'm much better than Barbara is in her snow. Now we're having a cold front come through, and we're not used to 3 degrees with minus wind chill factors and all this stuff. And I mean, a week ago it was 70 degrees here.
Too bad.
And now it's like the extremes.
Oh, so sorry.
I tell you, Barbara, I don't know how you're doing it up there. I would definitely have to move.
Well, between the heat and the electric, it costs me $800 a month. So I just laugh. You know, it comes in, it goes out. It comes in, it goes out. Unbelievable. It's sort of like holy mackerel. I'm going to start charging the cat's rent one of these days. But happily
fur coats.
So I fluff them around me at night. The only trouble is if I get up to go to the bathroom, they all take the warm spot and I have to, you know, start working on another cold spot. It's really... They are absolutely not loyal at all. You know, like, here, Mom, we'll make room for you. I don't think so. Get your own damn space. So how can we help you tonight?
Well, actually, I'm looking for mediumship.
Okay.
Anybody you can bring through, but if you need a particular person, I can go there too.
Okay, you're not connected to Alice, are you, Christy?
There was a neighbor in the neighborhood that I grew up in across the street was named Alice.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there. So whoever's listening, and it's probably Deb. because she's connected
Probably.
To everybody. I know. Mm-hmm. I get Alice, and this is strange. The name is Alice Neubauer, and she likes gumshoe or detective novels, and she comes in with the smell of oregano oil.
Okay.
So there we go. So if you're connected to Alice too, you said, Christy?
I had an Alice one as a neighbor growing up, but that would not fit her.
Did she have a broken bone?
Oh, I have no idea. It's been so long ago. We're going back over probably 35 years.
Soup bones. Are you getting anything, Barbara?
I am. Does the name Jack mean anything?
Jack?
Yep, a guy came, a guy just stepped in front of me and said, "I'm Jack and I'm here." And all I could think it was good for you, Jack. You know, I don't get names. So Jack's here.
Jack's here. Hey, Jack. Go for
hey,
it, girl.
You guys know I don't do names. So, you know, Jack popped up. Oh, how funny. He's a Jack in the Box.
Now I used to eat a Jack in the Box.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay. I don't even know what Jack in the Box is.
Jack in the Box is a fast food restaurant.
Oh, okay.
I have another male energy here on your dad's side. Is dad on the other side?
Yes.
I'm smelling cigarette smoke here. Did he smoke? Was he a smoker?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it didn't take him out, but I smell cigarette smoke, and I know there's no cigarette smoke here, so it has to be connected to you. Huh, there's an Abigail here as well. This is my night for names. Abigail goes back in your family tree. I'm not sure how far back it goes, but it's in your family tree and it's on your mother's side. I think it's back at least three generations, so you're going to have to go to Ancestry to find Abigail. It's really funny. She's dressed in period dress going back 150 years or so. It's got, and I know you can't readily identify her. She's an aunt, and it has all of these flowers. It looks like they used to pack flour in bags that were printed so that women could take the sacks of, once the flour was gone, they could use the sacks to make clothing with. And this dates me tremendously. And she's dressed, her dress is made out of flour sacks. And it's a very pretty dress. I mean, the material they printed on these flour sacks was really beautiful. So that it you know, especially for farmers and stuff like that, it helped out a lot. She's here, and she comes forward here because it feels like, she's got a little change purse in her hand, and she's saying, this is so funny. She's saying, obviously she's not in touch with our generation here at all. She's saying that you need to save your egg money. Now, I know you don't have chickens and you don't sell eggs. I got that. But she's got this little change purse and she's saying you need to save your egg money. To me, that's saying you need to sort of put a little bit aside each week just for you. She's saying that you need to take care of you more than you are, and you need to have a you fund, And that's what her egg money was for. Every time it built up to you know, a semi-substantial amount of money, she would treat herself. And you need to be treated every now and then, and you're not treating yourself. So she's very concerned about this. And she is around you. You do notice her presence by a fragrance that comes with her, and it's the fragrance of baking bread. So look for that fragrance. Certainly, you know, not when you walk by a bakery, because then, of course, you're going to smell baked goods. But it seems to me that you actually have noticed her around and have noticed the smell of bread and not known where it came from. And it's this Abigail. She's kind of taken up residence around you, and she's kind of having a lovely time hanging around with you and watching some of the craziness that's going on. She's fascinated. She's fascinated by the computer, and I think if she was turned loose with one and could really play with it, we'd lose her forever. There's also, I'm getting these cool names. There's a mini here. Can you relate to a mini?
Mini. Sounds like my dad's. But it'd be way back.
I'm getting way back people here. Have you been doing ancestry work lately? Have you been working on your genealogy or something like that?
Well, it was funny because sometime over the weekend I was talking to Deb about some ancestry stuff, and she gave me the site to go look something up on my mother's side. So it's kind of like I think this is where I'm supposed to go to. I think I got a new project.
Your ancestors are calling to you for sure. Jack is related to you, and he's not that far back. And it's your dad's side.
Okay, I'll look him up.
Look for Jack, because Jack, he's saying
Jack
that
will be a John, Jonathan. It could come through. A lot of Johns called themselves Jack. Just saying.
That's very true. Yeah. No, good point. Good point. There's also a dog here. Do you have a dog in spirit, Christy?
Yes.
I see a tail wagging. There's a tail wagging here like crazy. And you've recently tripped over nothing. or stumbled. This dog gets around your feet and just can't, you know, and I feel that you look down and you think you see something and you stumble and there's really nothing there, and it's the dog. Dog is hanging around your feet. At least it won't bring fleas in and stuff like that now.
Well, this is true.
This dog jumps on your bed at night. Do you feel that? It'll feel almost like there's somebody sitting on it, or a cat has jumped on the bed, and when you look, there's nothing there.
I haven't noticed that. I have had experience where I was reclined on the sofa, and somebody sat down, and I felt the blanket move, and there was nobody there that I saw. I had forgotten about that one.
Yeah, that was this dog. This dog loves you.
I wonder if...
It loves your feet for some reason.
I'm wondering if it's my sister's dog. Her dog used to... Well, actually, a lot of dogs go crazy when they see me because I'll play with them.
Mm-hmm. This is a dog that loves you very much, that has decided to stick by you and hang out with you, and it does trip you up on occasion. So if you step on a ghost on a spirit dog, you won't hurt it. So don't worry about it. It's better to step on the dog than to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is true.
Trust me.
I trust you, Jen.
But Jack was really loud. Jack was absolutely in my face. I suspect you're going to find him, you know, real quick, and he's going to be real close. And I think Jen is very right. It easily could be a John. But his line or what he's connected to are going to take you into some very interesting places. Your family has some, not secrets, but it has some surprises for you that should be very exciting for you.
Cool.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling tonight.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Night, Christy.
Night.
Okay, and we've got Jackie here. Hi, Jackie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How are you ladies doing?
Doing well. How can we help tonight?
I just want to see if anything comes up about my my employment.
Okay. All righty. Jen, what are you getting?
Well, I get weird. I'm getting that you're going to get a piece of the pie. So are you working now or are you looking for work?
I am working now, but it's very frustrating. It's draining psychologically.
I'm getting, it's like there's slices of pie and there's a piece of the pie missing. So there's something missing at work, okay? There's something missing in your employment. I didn't know, that's why I asked if you're working now or if you're looking for work. There's something definitely missing there.
I might have to go back to school, but I'm not sure if I want to do this.
Yeah,
for the rest of my career.
Looks like you could get a bigger piece if you went back to school. The choice is entirely up to you. If you go back, I'm just going to take a drink here. Pardon me. If you do choose to go back to school, if you do choose to upgrade, whether it's through this employment now or later, it will benefit you, and I want you to know that. Make the right decision because you're going to be put on the path whether you want to be put on it or not. If you listen to the show, most of us are put into something we don't really want to go to. You're going to be put slam dunk right in the middle of it. So all I can tell you is if you're not happy, upgrade, do it now. Do it sooner than later because you're going to be happier. I'm getting 4 to 6. And it's going to be for the better. Barbara does time frames way better than I do.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't feel that you're in exactly the place that you want to be for the next, I don't know, couple of decades. But when I do look at you know, I threw some cards out here, it does feel as though part of what you're feeling is depression because you know you're in a place that is beneath your ability. And going back to school stretches you and takes you into a new aspect, a new genre, if you will. I do feel that by the end of March, it feels as though you have chosen. I do feel you will go back to school. And as of April, I feel more money coming into you. And as of May, I feel you signing papers to move into a different aspect of work. So that in many ways, boredom is going to slingshot you into a position that is more worthy of your abilities. And yet there is that element of needing to really stretch yourself intellectually. I feel you have an amazing mind, and you're just not in a position that you can actually use it. And in a way, it really feels like you're better than the job you're in, and you know that. What is it you're now doing?
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
But there's a lot of limitations in what I do, what I'm allowed to do. And, no, they are. Isn't that something?
Oh no, I taught school for 20. I taught for 25
yes.
years. You're totally burned out. So
yeah, the stagnation. I don't like the bureaucracy, and
you need to
definitely
go back to school.
I want to go to law school, do my own business.
That makes great sense. You need to, however, don't quit the day job until you're done with school.
Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
Can you do it online?
Yes. My daughter-in-law is the dean of a law school that's online. Yeah, you can do it online.
What's that law school?
Well,
you don't mind
mentioning it. I don't mind mentioning it at all. If I had it in front of me, I'd give it to you. Jackie, send me an email at barbaradelong@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I will, or go to my website. You can mail me right through my website, and I'll have Carol give me the name of the law school. It's online, and you can do that in your spare time. And that would be a great place for you. That would challenge you tremendously. And how long have you taught?
16 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, yeah, I did 25. It's time you, and I will promise you that once you are focused in another direction, once you are taking classes to get into another venue, it will make teaching a lot easier for you. I'm just doing this until I get out of school, and then it's not, oh my God, can I go another 10 years? Because you won't have to. So it makes everything easier when it's really when you can view it as a stepping stone. The element of legal things are here. The element of books are here. The element of setting yourself free. I feel that by the time we get to October, you actually are actively enrolled in some sort of alternative education that will take you in another direction. And at that point in time, you set yourself free and you open yourself to a tremendous amount of excitement and all sorts of cool stuff. I promise you it won't take you as long as you think, and there are all sorts of student loans you can get, and there are all sorts of scholarships that make it possible. And yeah, you'll have to pay it back, but you'll have a salary that will be more commensurate with the abilities that you have. So send me an email. What, Jen?
I said you can go in as a mature student, and those fees are more affordable. Or they are up
absolutely.
Here, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
And you know, it's actually circumstances too that really makes me, I always wanted to do it, but never really had the money or the support. But I've reached a point where I just want to do something very different. And even though I don't know where the means are going to come from, but I know that inside of me what I can do, because I see things from a completely different perspective. I mean, I'm being modest, but I don't want to lie to myself anymore. I've been doing that pretty much my whole life, that I wasn't worthy. I know I'm more than worthy and capable. I don't know about everybody else around me, but I know that I could be doing a lot much more.
You played it safe. You did what you needed to do to survive. And it's your time. And my mother's lawyer, when she was alive, my mother, was 84 years old, and she went to law school at 60.
Mm-hmm.
And at 90, she was still practicing law, and excellent. You're not that old. You caught this early enough to do something about it. this is exciting. It will only put you in.
I don't want people to go through. I want to help people. I don't want to take people for a ride and play on their emotions. I've seen too much of it, and it's sickening. It's disheartening. Created a lot of problems and pain. So I feel like I owe it. If it's even, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, that
my
first
true
step,
purpose.
That first step is the hardest one. And after that, it just gets easier and easier. You're going to work like hell, but you're going to be happy with it. So it's going to be exciting for you. But keep us posted. And email me and I'll find you the name of Carol's school.
Okay, I will.
Take care,
Jackie. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to close down early tonight. Jen has to go and protest. Do you have your little, you know, sign and everything that you're going to wave in people's faces?
Well, I'm hoping to get there. My, you know, we think we're in charge of everything. Us moms, we think we're in charge, and sometimes we're not. My husband's heading one way. I'm going to try and get a ride the other way. My son's dog is sick, like I told you. I think I told you.
Mm-hmm.
The puppy's sick. And so I made an early dinner, and he's taking the dinner down to the kids. Not sure how the puppy's going to be yet. So I'm not sure if I've heard him leave and if he's going to be back in time or what.
You have important things to do, so we will let you go because I know it takes you much longer to do what you used to do quickly. And we'll see you back here. And her website is www.jenyoung.ca. Everybody visit it tomorrow. Check it out and leave positive, wonderful comments on it for her.
Thank you. And you're going to Chris's show next, Curious Times?
I am. I'm going to be on Chris's show. So if we haven't hit you here, Chris's show is Curious Times. It's on from 10 to 12. And if you get in that line early, we do talk for a while, but then we do readings after that. So if we haven't been able to hit you here, just cruise on over to Chris's show. It starts in about 25 minutes. And I'll be over there doing readings with Chris. So Jen, thank you so much. You have been a pleasure as always, and I will check out your site tomorrow and write all sorts of, you know, obscene comments on it.
Thank you so much. And it's always fun to play.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll get you the Bob Evans information too.
Okay, thank you so much, Barbara. And thank you everybody for calling.
Bye. Good night now. Good night, everybody, and thank you. Thank you, Deb. I really appreciate your standing in for Jeannie. Someday her computer will be back up and running, and we'll have Jeannie here and with her southern drawl saying welcome to Nightlight as well. So I'll be on Chris's show at 10 o'clock. Do come on over there, and if you haven't gotten a reading tonight here, then you can always check in there. Take care, and good night, everybody.